The rumor is that all of this was your idea.
It all began when I started at UMass Amherst, and one of the janitors there said, there's a greenhouse available. Shall we start a few plants for gardening for ourselves? And I said, sure, we'll share. And I brought them home, and my parents said, gee, I like that. Can I have some? And then their friend said, gee, can I have some? So that's how it grew.
When was that?
By bit, in the 60s.
Pat Zusko.
Yes.
Oh, and we're at 20 Acre Farm in Hadley. So I'm imagining that that one little greenhouse idea, given that it's called 20 Acre Farm, has expanded some.
It has. And this was quite a rundown piece of property when we purchased it. In the 60s, early 60s.
And did you imagine someday that your son would walk up next to you and would take over the microphone?
Well,
after driving a tractor load of tomato starts, what's your name?
Tom.
Tom Zusko Jr.?
Jr.
Well, thanks for having us here. It's a gorgeous day.
Oh, isn't it?
Yeah.
We picked the perfect day.
And the farm is still next to, like, UMass Farms. You have to drive past it to get here. Or, like, Five College Farms.
Yeah. There's a lot of...
Business. Oh, well, yeah. Never mind then.
The farmland is there.
The farmland is there.
That is for sale.
And so is the sign.
Well, now it could be 40-acre farm.
Let's not get carried away.
We do not have another generation here. We have to depend on nieces and nephews now with our farm help.
Were you studying agriculture at UMass when you were there?
No. I was an office manager with Dr. Gilgut. It was entomology and plant pathology, actually.
Well, there you go. So I'm sure that comes in
so
handy.
So there was a little bit of an override.
So Tom, did you kind of grow up here on the farm?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ever since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, we've been working the fields and...
You were a human start, like you can get in the greenhouses.
Pretty much.
Raised you from a sprout.
Yep.
From 3 years old, they used to be out there picking our string beans and all, you know. Well, the girls decided they didn't want to continue with this lifestyle, but Tom always enjoyed it. So
it was always pleasurable working out there.
Walking around here, it looks like you've got a bunch of different greenhouses. How many greenhouses do you have?
I think a total of 15, 16.
That's a lot. All separated by type of plant, or?
Well, usually when they're transplanting, they get separated after to the environment that they like, you know. Some of them like it cool, some like it hot.
Some like it hot.
And then we also do indoor tomatoes and cucumbers. That's a few of the greenhouses right there.
But the farm had many different attempts before you landed on this is the way to keep the land and keep the business and make a living, right? You did try tobacco and other things.
We did, but we started...
I think you started with potatoes.
And then tomatoes in the field. And then when Tom became old enough and the children were old enough to help out, we did do tobacco for about 3 years, but that's been more recent. You know, this was very run down. It was old barns and whatever. So it was quite a work in process just to rejuvenate the farm. And the home was a very small little, you know, 1800 home. We had to have that all remodeled for us, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's been a labor, but it's been fun.
How much of it was greenhouses when you started as opposed to now? Like, how much of it was greenhouses?
Zero greenhouses.
No, zero greenhouses.
Zero.
When did they come along?
You wanted a few plants or something?
Yep, and it was just a little side thing attached to a barn at one time.
How much of it is not in greenhouse now?
Oh, it's still quite a bit, probably. The majority of it is not in greenhouses. I think it's only about 3 acres in the greenhouses, and the rest is...
17 acres.
The other 17.
I did the math. That's the kind of math I can do on 20-acre farm with the Zusko family.
Did you see our lake on the way in with the water?
I didn't.
I don't know how we're going to manage that this year.
Is that flooding? Or?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
The extreme.
Yeah.
The extremes this year.
The water table is so high.
So tell us how you fared last year with all the flooding.
The farming end of it was not good. You know, of course, everybody else had their problems too.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the extremes. You just can't have rain every day. Inches. Now they record it in inches.
Right.
It seems like back in the day it used to be recorded in half inches or quarter inches.
Mm-hmm. Inflation. Rain inflation.
Thanks, Joe Biden.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So what do you have in the greenhouses right now? Because I'm imagining the field is only just starting to percolate at this time of year. But
We have everything. Thousands of hangers to choose from right now. Pansies.
Mother's Day is the big push for the hanging baskets. Mm-hmm. So they're rolling out bit by bit now. And then we have, you know, like the 4-inch potted plants and the pansies. And then we have vegetables there's 6 plants to a container.
Some of the stuff you can put out now, pansies, coal crops, your broccoli, cauliflowers, lettuces, that can all go out now. Everything else is shortly behind.
So do you have like a go-to date of when to get stuff in the ground usually?
If you're talking about peppers and tomatoes, they're considered tropical plants. So you really don't want to put them out till probably a week after Mother's Day.
Was there a shift to flowers from vegetables and fruit, or have flowers always been a part of the equation?
No, it was vegetables primarily, because people, you know, way back in the 60s had little gardens in their backyards, and it was supplement their food supply. It was a different world back then.
But yeah. I thought everyone in the 60s wanted flowers. Flower power.
Be sure to wear some flowers in your hair.
Then it started, yeah, bit by bit, yes.
When did you make the decision to be full-time doing this?
I worked at UMass to supplement not only our income from the beginning, but also insurance. Mm-hmm. I retired in 2002.
Uh-huh.
I'm 85 now, so.
Spry 85.
And Tom's wife actually works doing the same thing, supplementing their insurance.
At UMass, too?
No, she works for the town of Hadley.
Would you have been able to survive as a farm without that?
It would be probably, but
your days
got really long.
Yeah. It'd be a lot tougher around.
City and state health insurance versus going it alone.
Doing it alone, yeah. Exactly. We were so small at that time that Tom and I could do it. And with the help of the kids. We have a very good clientele of garden centers that help us out, you know. We anticipate a great deal of income from them now. They have helped us immensely. And it's the local garden centers that...
So they buy your stuff and then resell it at their centers.
Yeah.
We got Hadley, what is it, Hadley Garden...
Gardener Supply.
Now.
Yeah. Sugarloaf. And Winesick. And then we also have people in Pepperell and in, the Greenfield Farmers Exchange.
Oh, yeah.
We have quite a few people that have really...
And a lot of little roadside stands.
Yes.
That'll come and buy a little bit here, a little bit there. Right, it all helps.
Right.
This is kind of a hidden gem. Like, one can drive along 47 and see your sign, but not see anything from the road.
Very
and yet,
easy to miss.
Very easy to miss. But when you get here, it's like, oh, I want to, like... set myself up and just go through every greenhouse and see all that's here. In fact, maybe we should do a little.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's go through the greenhouses.
Yeah, okay. With a friend.
Yeah, who's this dog?
This is the farm dog, Vitsik.
Vitsik.
Once they come, they love coming because they love to wander through and we let them pick whatever they'd like.
So you're not just wholesale. People can come by here, retail, and buy right from you.
Definitely retail, yes.
Take the correct road.
I'm going to let you walk along. Okay, I'm
going to go back to work, Pat?
I'm going back to work.
Don't be a slacker.
Thanks for spending so much time with us, Pat. It's great to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're still walking with Tom Zisko, Jr., 20-acre farm in Hadley.
Oh, cool.
This is where everything gets transplanted. And then from here, when we get it established, it gets moved out to another greenhouse, and Tom can carry it on from here.
Oh, yeah, it's like a conveyor belt of greenhouses.
Is that a heater underneath? But you've got an exhaust coming out.
Yeah, we burn oil supplement, and we also burn wood.
To keep it a little warmer.
Yeah.
In the early part of the winter, you know, when it's real, real cold, we have a wood-burning unit out back.
Are we on solar power now, though, with the greenhouses? Or
we do have solar just for the electric.
I just meant the actual sun.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't take long before the fans have to kick on and...
It's too hot in there?
And it gets too warm.
What's it like been working with your mom since childhood on this farm, Tom Zisko Jr. from 20 Acre Farm in Hadley?
It's been a joy.
Yeah.
I mean... Of course, every family, you know, they have their moments.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's easy. We all have our own ideas of the way things are done. No, it's been very nice.
What are we looking at now?
Hangers in this house are petunias. A lot of impatience.
Do you hate waiting for impatience to bloom?
No, I don't mind.
You hear all.
I mean,
that was my impatience joke.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Thanks. It's always good when you have to explain them. What percentage of your business is based on flowers versus vegetables? Do you have any idea?
It depends on the season.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the last couple of years out in the field has been very rough, tough. So the flower has been the mainstay, but it's, you know, it's almost 50-50.
Mm-hmm. This greenhouse smells fantastic. I want to walk in a little bit.
It's my new aftershave.
Begonias and geraniums is why it smells nice.
Yeah, the geraniums are definitely what I'm smelling.
Yeah.
It is warm in that greenhouse.
Oh, yeah.
It's working.
Oh, yeah, it's working.
I love it.
Yeah, me too. It feels like if you get locked out of the Smith College bulb show, maybe come down to 20 Acre Farm in Hadley and pop in the greenhouses and get a similar experience.
We have people that stop in during the winters just to look around, just to have a little joy in the middle winter months when it's snowing or...
That might be the reason why you have like a bump in flower sales in years where like other things are going slowly, because everybody needs like a little extra joy.
Yeah.
And flowers are a really easy way to do that.
Bread and roses.
We have greenhouses on the left and the right, and we're just walking like every 15 feet and peeking our heads in to see these beautiful starts and warm flowers.
So you grow tomatoes both in the field and in greenhouses?
It's basically in the greenhouses right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just waiting for them to dry out a little bit so we can get in there.
Oh, so this is this one empty greenhouse that we've seen.
Yep.
Not like the seat for Elijah where you have to leave one greenhouse empty.
No. Just waiting for it to dry out a little bit so we can get in there. They're all planted in the ground, so it's almost like they're field grown, but just with a cover over them.
So is the high water table because of all the rains in the fall, or just hasn't stopped?
It just hasn't stopped. You know, it started in the fall. Water table never went down. And every storm you got after that just compounded it. Now, if you get a half an inch of rain, it feels like it's 4 inches of rain because the water table's so high.
Right.
You know,
right,
there's just nowhere for it to go.
So I am curious. I know I think it was in maybe 92 or 93 is when you had the barn fire happen.
In 92.
And we've had some farms we've had three fires in the last 9 months. I'm just curious, like, how did that affect you and your family looking back?
Oh, that was... We actually didn't know if we were going to reopen again. It was tough. I know other people have gone through it, and you just can't explain how it actually affects somebody until it's happened to you. Mm. For that season, we definitely didn't know if we were going to make it, but yeah. But all the neighbors got together and helped clean up, helped rebuild a little bit, and it worked out.
Must have been a hard decision to make that decision. Was it because of the community support that made you decide you were going to give it another go?
Yeah, absolutely. Just everybody got together. It was a week before Christmas when it happened. So some of the people that we deal with, the greenhouse supply companies, were great. They all said, whatever you need, don't worry about payments. And it was nice. It was nice.
Yeah. How has the farming community changed in your lifetime? Because, I mean, they're... hasn't always been such a strong emphasis on supporting local farms.
And I've already brought up a farm that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, labor nowadays is tough for farmers. Yeah, I know the minimum wage keeps going up every year, so. And what you get for your product is almost the same as you're getting 10, 15, 20 years ago. Mm. And everything else seems to go up. For us, the plastic products go up, the fertilizers go up. One thing after another, it all goes up 5-10% every year, it seems. So it's, you know, I can see how it's tough for farmers to make it.
So I always find it interesting that when we have an economic downturn or the pandemic where it was hard, people spend more locally with local farms on food and flowers. So it's an interesting thing, like we want there to be farms, but we're very price sensitive for the smallest of items. And yet when we can't take our vacations, we're so glad to beautify where we live.
We always found out when the economy is on a downslide, we actually do better because people aren't taking that vacation. They're staying home. So maybe they're going to plant flowers around the house just to make themselves feel a little better, you know, give them something to do.
Thanks, Joe Biden.
Oh, my God. Twice? Twice.
That's for all the people that criticize me for thinking I only make fun of Donald Trump. Come on.
You don't make fun of Donald Trump. You just do that terrible imitation.
I did everything right, and they indicted me. I did everything right, and they indicted me.
Should we meet your dad?
You can meet him if you want. I think he's in the office.
Dad's still part of the family business, too. So
absolutely.
You, your mom, and your dad?
Yeah, he still does a lot of the seeding in the winter. Does watering. He takes care of his greenhouse that he loves. You know, he's 92. He's going to be 92 in June, so.
Wow, that's amazing.
Still going strong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hi, Tom Sr. What keeps you going? What keeps you excited about being a farmer here in Hadley?
You got to keep going, otherwise you quit. Sometimes I take care of customers.
He does all the initial seeding, putting them in trays, you know, and watering and maintaining them to get to a height where we can do transplanting. So he's the first guy.
You get it all going.
That's why he's got all the all the seeds behind him.
Yeah.
But he's very good at, this is the season, we need to do this.
Well, you don't want to get fired at this age.
No, right? It's hard to get another, to get into a new career at this time of life.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tom Sr., you got a favorite crop that you get excited when it's time for that come around every year?
They're all my favorites. Uh-huh. That's why we do it.
I think you always liked the tomatoes the best, didn't you?
I started with tomatoes, yeah.
What are sun patients?
Sun patients, you saw them out there. They can take a bit more of the sun.
Venom patients can cause...
patients like a little more shade.
It's right. When you have to be patient with your son who's
exactly.
running the farm.
Exactly. Well said.